break on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
give me this, that one kind of hurry. Don't waste all the film there. Stop it for a second. Because I was scared to death. So then, can I just do it one more time, though? Can I just do it one more time?
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Friday, December 27, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. An interesting ride. I said last week, you know, we try to focus on some happier news. We kind of did that yesterday. And it's usually difficult because that's not the kind of stuff that sells papers, apparently, or digital subscriptions, as it were, these days. Today, this morning's headlines are dominated by the Ed Gallagher story, Edward Gallagher, SEAL Team 7, special operator, and, you know, the notion that he is freaking evil, as the quote goes. And those who have been paying attention probably realize this. Well, it's interesting. I'm not sure what the sensationalized media account is all about. But I would say it's definitely sensationalized. I think, though, if the story is to be believed, I suppose is what I'm thinking. Then those who have been paying attention are not surprised. Back in 2017, almost 3 years ago now, January 2017, Matthew Cole did his work over at The Intercept and was interviewed on Democracy Now! And the headlines over Democracy Now! New Intercept Exposé Uncovers SEAL Team 6's Ghastly Trail of Atrocities, Mutilations, and Killings. Part 2 was titled Intercept Exposé how SEAL Team 6 killed Osama bin Laden, canoeing and other atrocities. So this, you know, this is not something that's isolated to one person. And the point here is that America is, it seems, growing increasingly vicious, and it doesn't realize whether it's being led. And I never want to be a part of that. I mentioned yesterday stories like It's a Wonderful Life, Groundhog Day. I threw A Christmas Carol in, but I also included in the archives yesterday an article that was written by Stuart Anderson, published over at Forbes, published on December 23rd, titled A Christmas Carol, A Call for Socialism or Compassion. And Stuart Anderson makes the provocative observation that there is a socialist sort of leaning in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. He also points out that among other interesting observations, well, from the article, read more completely, A Christmas Carol may have little to do with an indictment of capitalism or the dynamic between employers and employees. Quote, the most obvious approach is to read the book as a straightforward critique of the inequities of Victorian capitalism, particularly given that Karl Marx cited Dickens as an influence on his revolutionary thinking, end quote, writes The Economist. As A Christmas Carol was published, Friedrich Engels was in Manchester writing The Condition of the Working Class in England, which recorded that that plight in equally vivid detail. So it's interesting to notice these kinds of things, be paying attention to them, and be sensitive to the signs of the times and the times of the signs, so to speak. So, you know, with these kinds of headlines, it's difficult. What's more difficult, though, is that it's illustrative of a larger problem. And again, to me, I think of those interviews, you know, Matthew Cole's work over at The Intercept and Democracy Now! Interviews or interview. Broken into a couple of parts, and what he talked about. So, and it wasn't a new thing then. This is what is happening. And, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but people just don't realize. Then you keep, if you are courageous enough to actually look this in the face, you take that, you look at Jordan Peterson's interview with Jocko Willink's podcast, and that excerpt titled How a Totalitarian State is Actually Formed. And so the way that the description of the clip reads on YouTube, posted on the Jordan B. Peterson Clips YouTube channel, the description reads, "It's easy to believe that a totalitarian state is made up of innocent individuals under the thumb of an evil tyrant. However, tyranny exists across all levels of a totalitarian state. In psychology, in the family, and in the mid-level. So from top to bottom, in other words, everyone in that society is in one way or another conscripted to evil. It's difficult to stand apart from it, if not impossible. And there are some strong forces at work in this system. I think that Chapter 10 of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Why the Worst Get on Top, and Chapter 11, The End of Truth, in particular really sort of speak to the reasons. And we are seeing this, you know, the shouting at certain groups of people. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I think maybe I will at least touch on that. Maybe we'll start today. So speaking of chapter 11, the end of truth, in Hayek's Road to Serfdom, this is dealing with economy or economics, but the same applies beyond. So Hayek wrote, "We've seen that the moral code of a totalitarian society is not likely to appeal to us, that even the striving for equality by means of a directed economy can result only in an officially enforced inequality." And that's not just in the economy. So an authoritarian determination of the status of each individual in the new hierarchical order, and that most of the humanitarian elements of our morals, the respect for human life, for the weak, and for the individual generally, will disappear. So the striving for equality can result only in an officially enforced inequality. And one of the glaring examples that I see today, you know, I've talked about the Hallmark Channel controversy, which I think is entirely fomented. I think it's there's nothing organic about it. From the Zola ad that doesn't seem to fit on the network, to the dialectical ripple effect that continues. The latest entry published, well, the latest that I've seen, published a couple of days ago. Salon's done some interesting stuff. The latest Salon article that I saw by Amanda Marcotte is titled, "Hallmark Movies Are Fascist Propaganda. Forget Triumph of the Will. The most insidious authoritarian propaganda comes in the form of schmaltz." So this is interesting. Of course, they have lots of faces of you know, men and women of a particular particular variety, shall we say, a particular complexion. My mom was ahead of her time back in the 80s. I remember her saying, you know, the light-complected person. That's pretty brilliant way to put it. It's, you know, I'm sure someone could find defense with that. Anyway, it's interesting. So this is fascist propaganda, allegedly. You can sort of infer just from the image that is a collage, you know, from different movies that Hallmark Channel has produced. You can sort of infer what the article is about. So I have a question. I have a few questions. We'll get to those when we come back. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Talking about this article, Salon article by Amanda Marcotte, December 25th, published on Christmas, which is, I don't know, I guess somebody, the editor-in-chief, the author, somebody thinks that they're doing something good by this. Usually that's the way that it works. The crusader thinks that, you know, they're doing something good. But it's ironic, you know, that what is happening in America, I think one of the most provocative ironies is that those shouting at others are projecting. In other words, you know, as I've said, if you actually look at the orthodoxy of fascism or Nazism, those who shout at people and call others Nazis are usually the Nazis themselves historically. Or shouting fascist propaganda is usually shouted by the fascists themselves, and often unwittingly, as I think is the case with Amanda Marcotte and her Salon article, Hallmark movies are fascist propaganda. So she writes, forget Triumph of the Will, the most insidious authoritarian propaganda comes in the form of schmaltz. So, I guess maybe first we define terms. Triumph of the Will is a 1935 Nazi propaganda film co-written by Leni Riefenstahl, and Leni is a woman. And she was an interesting figure. I think I've talked about her time or two. Anyway, Triumph of the Will, Nazi propaganda film. So we're combining Nazism and fascism. I would say, based on Amanda Marcotte's political leanings, from what I can infer, she's more of a Nazi than anyone she would point a finger at. And again, that's ironic. But Schmaltz, for those who don't know, excessively, by definition, excessively sentimental art or music, maudlin sentimentality, etc., etc. And fascism, a system of government marked by centralization of authority under a dictator, a capitalist economy subject to stringent government controls, violent suppression of the opposition, and typically a policy of belligerent nationalism and racism. Political philosophy or movement based on or advocating such a system of government, oppressive dictatorial control. These are some of the definitions of fascism. So Amanda Marcotte calls Hallmark movies fascist propaganda. Various couples from Hallmark Christmas movies. And this is obviously a select group that whoever clipped the collage together thought was sort of emblematic of the you know, characters depicted. So my question is, just out of the gates, is it hypocritical if Amanda Marcotte writes this article, doesn't write the same of BET, for example? Should she be attacking Black Entertainment Television the same way, or Oprah's network, own OW and the Oprah Winfrey Network? I don't think so. You know, BET is owned by Viacom, which owns Paramount and Viacom CBS now. And so many other of these, you know, different outlets. But it's just interesting. Why pick on the Hallmark Channel, particularly if, you know, we want to be all-inclusive? There are other targets as well. And looking at Amanda Marcotte's articles, I see that it seems she favors a particular brand of attack. You know, this article, for example, women still belong in the kitchen according to the advice-seeking men of Reddit. She's a person that apparently attacks people who are not attacking others, which kind of seems to be the typical flavor of rhetoric, which, I mean, if you're paying attention and you have a historical view, you can see, and this is going to sound incendiary, but you can see the connection between Amanda Marcotte and her articles and folks like Edward Gallagher. I know. I'll explain. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. All right, let's see if we can unpack this a little bit. This is ugly stuff, but and maybe it's not time for this, but I've been saying it for, well, since before the 2016 election. Things are getting interesting, and it seems that the worst got on top, and things are going to get worse before they get better, if they can get better. Usually you have to. I remember Bill in Idaho, before he passed away, was saying, remember Von Ryan's Express, you got to crash through the other side. He kept saying that. And, historically, it seems, there are layers of intrigue and deception, but at some point, it seems that, we have to figure that out. Speaking of things that have been written, Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed is a book that I think of, and he surmised that, despite the perceived power of the oppressor, only the oppressed can lead people out of the oppressor-oppressed paradigm and the plight of the circumstances. And so what we see happening in America is the same old bad lessons of history repeated under the same old banners, the specious guise of being progressive and forward-thinking and all these kinds of things. People need to read George Santayana and see what he wrote. Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. What do you know of history? What are the lessons of history? And is it really a legitimate argument to say we will conquer evil by becoming more evil? Because that's basically what has been proposed. Without saying it directly, that's the messaging that America gets. And people have spoken to it from time to time. Guys like Donald Rumsfeld say, we have to ally ourselves or cooperate with folks you wouldn't want as your neighbors. The only problem is, or I guess the biggest problem is, they're not honest about where these forces come from and how they're manufactured. And it's just interesting how easily people are led by the nose to believe that somehow, you know, backworld people with Stone Age weapons can thwart a $1 trillion a year military industrial complex. It's just absurd to even imagine such a thing as possible. Someone has to be balancing the scales. Someone is helping somewhere, somehow. And I've talked about that. Anyway, so I want to offer this comparison, and I don't make it lightly. I'm trying to illustrate how we are moving in a certain direction, and we'll put this stuff together, and I don't know. Hopefully it'll make sense. So first entry, CBS News piece published earlier today, fellow Navy SEALs call Edward Gallagher toxic and evil in never before seen interviews. Go ahead, please.
Never before seen confidential video given to the New York Times reveals shocking details from the war crimes investigation of a Navy SEAL. Members of SEAL Team 7 were interviewed about the accusations against Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher. He faced nearly a dozen charges, including allegedly murdering a teenage member of ISIS. David Martin is at the Pentagon and has covered the Gallagher case. So, David, what do these interviews show?
Good morning. The men said they witnessed Gallagher stabbing a captured ISIS fighter, one of them directly contradicting his sworn testimony in court. Some of them were visibly uncomfortable at breaking the code of silence against a fellow SEAL.
I think he just wants to kill anybody he can.
Dark testimony from members of SEAL Team 7 paint a chilling picture of violence by their platoon chief.
Did he say anything when he did this, or did he just literally pull out a knife and just start stabbing him?
He pulled out a knife and started stabbing him.
The evidence obtained by the New York Times was part of a war crimes investigation into Edward Gallagher, a decorated Navy SEAL who was accused of fatally stabbing a young ISIS prisoner. It includes never-before-seen body cam footage in which you see Gallagher over the limp ISIS fighter's body before the camera is switched off.
Did you interpret him as a threat at any point when Gallagher stabbed?
I did not, no.
Okay. Is there any doubt in your mind that these are war crimes?
No.
Corey Scott, whose testimony in court was crucial to Gallagher's acquittal, was also interviewed.
Did he do anything that could be interpreted as lunging, attacking Eddie in any way that would justify it?
But on the stand, and after being given full immunity, Scott took the fall for the boy's death.
They tried to frame me as a criminal from the get-go.
In July, Gallagher was demoted after a military jury convicted him of posing for a photo with the ISIS fighter's corpse. A Navy board also considered stripping Gallagher of his Trident pin, symbol of his status as an elite Navy SEAL.
They wanted to take his pin away, and I said, no, you're not going to take it away.
Last month, President Trump intervened and restored Gallagher's rank.
These are tough people, and we're going to protect our warfighters.
A move that angered many in the Navy, including former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer, who was ousted after requesting the president not get involved in Gallagher's case.
I don't think he really understands the full definition of a warfighter. A warfighter is a profession of arms, and a profession of arms has standards that they have to be held to and they hold themselves to.
Gallagher, who just this week met with President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort, has repeatedly expressed his gratitude.
I don't know how many times I thank the president. He keeps, you know, stepping in and doing the right thing.
The jury heard, an attorney for Gallagher told CBS News, the jury heard all the evidence, the prosecutions and the defenses, and acquitted Eddie of every single serious charge. Enough said. Jerika?
David Martin for us. Thank you.
Well, there you go. That's the warfighter. What do you get when you get soldiers for hire? I mean, this is mercenaries. You know, we have an interesting history with this, in America, and this is, I think, part of our controversial history. You know, you have the Prussian mercenaries of the American Revolution, for example, and folks who are very skilled in the art of war, who eventually, in many cases, decide that these skills they ought to put out for hire, which they do. And then, I mean, what does this lead to? Eventually, there has to be conflict somewhere, and we have an industry that runs on this, as the military-industrial complex does. And when things become outsourced to the degree they have been for more than 10 years now, we have known, thanks to R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Sherrock, that the intelligence community is predominantly outsourced, predominantly, which obviously offers plausible deniability. And for longer than that, since shortly into the post-9/11 era, we've known about the efforts of folks like Kofor Black and Enrique Rick Prado in creating these kinds of off-the-books or black-budget sorts of teams. This is what happens when you start to drift this direction. And so I should probably preface this coverage by saying, first and foremost, this discussion about Edward Gallagher and SEAL Team 7 and everybody does not belong in the New York Times or CBS News, or it should not be litigated in the court of public opinion. It belongs in a military tribunal, and perhaps at some point before Congress, probably in a closed session. I mean, if you're, it's just interesting that, you know, if you look at the coverage, the names of all of these folks are plastered all over all of these stories. That is inappropriate, to say the least. I think that sort of goes without saying. But, you know, this is why I said I'm not quite sure, you know, for the last, what's it been? I don't know. I keep seeing articles, Washington Post, New York Times articles in particular, about the outrage that Donald Trump has met with Edward Gallagher recently at Mar-a-Lago. And so it's a sensationalized story, to say the least. And if I had to guess, I'd say that it is more just it's kind of one of those, another entry in the storyline to sort of foment a rise of the kind of conflict and the kind of viciousness that I've spoken to recently. You know, the conversation with a friend who was talking with intellectuals who didn't realize that they didn't have a single fact that they presented. Speaking of Amanda Marcotte, kind of like her article titled, "Will Republicans Be Able to Wipe Trump's Crimes from the History Books?" Sometimes conservatives admit giant fails. Sometimes they erase them. Which path will they choose after Trump? But what's interesting is in her Salon article about Trump's crimes, wiping them from the history books, I don't see a single crime mentioned. I'm not a Trump apologist. I have never been. I was the voice of reason before the 2016 election, but this is what's happening. There is not a crime that's listed in the article. It's post-truth. It's a persuasive, blustery, breathless, hyperventilating article. Amanda Marcotte has a book, apparently, Troll Nation, How the Right Became Trump-Worshipping Monsters Set, blah, 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 things that you can't read on air. And it's vicious. And again, the argument, the inherent argument in all of this is, first of all, the sides are fomented, they're manufactured. And it seems to me fairly evident, self-evident really, that the Edward Gallagher story is one of those politically useful or politically expedient flashpoints that continues to draw sides apart in a conflict, a growing conflict, to balkanize people, split the society, fracture us into irreconcilably hostile little silos, political silos, to be collided against one another. And I think that's very unfortunate. So, the Edward Gallagher story doesn't belong in the headlines, I would say. It doesn't belong in front of the American people. And all of the names of these other folks don't belong in front of the American people. It's interesting. I just saw the other day an article about the DNA testing kits. The military is concerned. Where is that? The military is concerned over these kits because it might give away the identity of certain folks, might compromise certain operations. But we can publish the names of entire teams, and that's perfectly fine. Teams of folks. The hypocrisy. And, for that matter, Donald Trump was the guy who said, hey, we need to protect these folks, and he hasn't. I mean, throughout the Trump administration, he has not been fantastic about that. He said it was important to maintain a level of secrecy that I don't think has been maintained in the Trump administration. But that's not surprising because, the president's foreign policy advisors, that kind of stuff. So the Edward Gallagher story and his toxic and evil nature, according to some accounts, to me is a short trip from that story over to articles like Amanda Marcotte's Hallmark movies or fascist propaganda. That is a sensational headline that is probably grossly inaccurate. I don't see any justification for that kind of sensationalism. I think her headline and her article is schmaltz as much as any Hallmark movie ever was. I think her headline and her article is more along the lines of a Leni Riefenstahl propaganda film. The Hallmark channel caters to a certain demographic. And it's just interesting how there are forces attacking these things, certain things, but not other things, which, again, speaks to the sort of totalitarian propaganda that history seems to bear out has a unilateral impact. And the question is always, who decides? Who decided, there was that expression. I don't know if you had it when you were a kid, but I remember when we were kids growing up, my parents used to say things like, hey, who died and left you king? Who died and made you king? And I think of that in times like this. Who decided that Amanda Marcotte gets to shout at certain people groups? And these are people who are not writing articles somewhere like what she's writing. These are people who are, to my knowledge, they're not having parades. They're not trying to defend folks, pedophiles and perverts reading to children, things like that, crusading to have entire SWAT teams and snipers on roofs and things to protect perversion in public spaces. Oh, but we're going to change the definition of that because, like the DSM-5 points out, if a large enough group of people in society do it, well, then it's just normal. No, it's not normal. And some folks still find it offensive, but they're not out crusading about it. I mean, certainly not by comparison. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Yesterday's broadcast description for this broadcast, Road Warrior Radio, reads, "As we come to the conclusion of the year and decade, it is perhaps important to reflect on the significance of our own influence, each and every one of us, upon circumstances, not only our own, not only on one another, but our own as well. And while this point may seem self-evident, you would think maybe it's reversed. When viewed through the lens or perspective of stories like Groundhog Day, A Christmas Carol, and It's a Wonderful Life, it suddenly becomes quite clear how oblivious of the obvious we can all be at times, or at times be. A gentle reminder can be helpful. Therefore, may we all reflect, and in the spirit of the Irving Berlin and Ellen MacKay story, perhaps offer one another our very best." And then I concluded with the quote, Dag Hammarskjöld, who said, "It is more noble to give yourself completely to one individual than to labor diligently for the salvation of the masses." So it is with this sentiment or in this spirit in mind that I offer commentary on what is happening, not to descend into the bowels of viciousness and to, as Friedrich Hayek put it in Chapter 10 of The Road to Serfdom, swell the ranks of the totalitarian party, not to do that, not to lend a shoulder to viciousness and those kinds of things, but just to shine a bright light on the hypocrisy and the broader perspective of how these things fit together and how a society that's being led down this path becomes vicious enough to be a part of things that they would never have thought themselves capable. And that's where we get to Jordan Peterson's that clip, How a Totalitarian State is Actually Formed, where he speaks specifically about Christopher Browning's Ordinary Men and the story of folks who, you know, this is something that I went through with the when we went through the Death Cult series, I think it's been 2 years ago now, in the spring of, maybe it's 3 years, 2017, I want to say. Yeah, I think it's been almost 3 years. I don't remember. 2017 or 18. Anyway, so I went through that. We talked about Christopher Browning's Ordinary Men. We talked about several other books along the same lines that were written as a historical warning to give us context so that we would hopefully learn the lessons and retain them of history and not repeat them. Stick around, second hour coming up. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.